Good morning. It is the 6th of June, 2019. Today we have the Emperor, the Eight of Swords reversed, and the Knight of Rods. And True says good morning as she slobbers in the window. Go wild, seriously. Somebody needs to get out there and have a little fun, and nobody knows how to have fun like the fearless, adventurous Knight of Wands. Fire, Sagittarius, Gemini, Mercury. It's hard not to read this as someone who has crossed over. The white-haired emperor in the past position, Aries, Scorpio, Jupiter, had a good deal of power in this world, and without the physical restraints of the body, is free to move about the cabin and any and everywhere else. The emperor represents authority, stability, and structure. House rules. In the present is the Eight of Swords, Capricorn, Mercury, Saturn in the reverse. This is a jail card, and in the reverse, someone's getting out, literally. A woman in a blindfold, loosely bound with rope, stands on a windy beach in the center of eight swords stuck in the sand to form makeshift prison bars. True. Swords being of the mind, this is usually a card of self-imprisonment or limitation, of holding oneself back. The emperor in the past, if not someone you recognize, could be your own code of behavior or standards or some other thing that's awfully strict, don't you think? Self-control and self-discipline are admirable, but whose rules do you live by? The emperor has the power to throw you in the clink or set you free. Today, someone is being set free, or free your mind and your ass will follow, as someone said, I think, George Clinton. The Knight of Swords is certainly into following your ass and just about any other ass that happens to walk by. He's here, there, and everywhere. This nonconformist in the future position has had enough restrictions, self-imposed or not. He's dashing and daring in the very picture of the emperor as a young man. He or she often brings news of a move, trip. He's on the fastest horse. Where did he go? He was just here. Absolutely fearless to the point of recklessness. He's a hell of a lot of fun, but can be hard to keep up with. It makes sense for this spirit to be around, no longer old and white-haired, but young and brash and cocky. F you and your rules and regulations, and who said gravity was a law? I especially enjoy the laws of physics being broken. However, this knight may be on a motorcycle, in which case he or she should be very careful. The Knight of Rods drives like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and can mean an accident or the possibility of one. I tell him or her to slow down, but he'd only call me a stick in the mud. Live it up.